In today's Mishnah, from the first and second mission from the fifth parak of Masechta Gittin, we continue learning about further takanot that were mipnei tikkun olam. So the first is ha-nezakin, samin lahem be'idid. So when funds have to be collected, depending on the circumstances, in the first case we're talking about someone who caused damage. If he has absolutely no money in his, however, he owns property, then the money due as a result of the damage he caused can be collected from the property. If he has lots of different property, he might have good quality land, he might have property that's of a lower standard, then min haTorah it says, ki va'er ish sadeh b'opekerem v'shlach b'er v'sarasya, it says, metav sedil metav karmo yishalem, that really min haTorah you can collect from what's called the idid, the choicest land. But the question is, how do we value this? So according to Rabbi Ishmael, it's from the choicest of the land of the quality that is owned by the nizak, meaning the person who had damage caused to them. Now, it might be the person who caused damage has much better level or quality property in his possession. So min haTorah, really, you're only meant to value it according to the grade or the scale of the property that's owned by the person who damage caused to them. So what the Mitzvah is teaching us, mipnei tikkun olam, in order to create a further disincentive for people to actually cause damage or deterrent to damage other people's property, we shift it to the idit, the standard of the property of the person who caused the damage, such that it would be even a greater impact felt when he has to reimburse the person he caused damage to. There is another opinion, though, by the way, and that is the Tana Rebbe Akiva. He holds that actually, really, min haTorah, you're meant to collect it from the best land that is in possession of the person who caused the damage. So what's a mipnei tikkun olam? If you want to say the mission is even going contra Rabbi Akiva, it's really saying no. When the Torah instituted or taught us that it has to be collected from the choices of land, that was really, if you like, mipnei tikkun olam. Not as a rabbinic decree, but really again for the same motivations as we were saying before, contra Rabbi Ishmael, the Torah's, if you like, motivation was mipnei tikkun olam as well. Let's continue. It says, Ubal chov bebein on it. So if a creditor wants to collect the money that's due to him, and the borrower has different levels of quality of land in his possession, and he has no money to pay back, then the bal chov can collect from bein on it, from the, meaning the medium level, the middle level of quality of property that the borrower has. Now, min haTorah, he can only really collect from ziburit, the lowest quality. However, we've seen this concept before, which is Kadesh Shelotin al Delet Bifnei Lavin. In other words, in order to try and encourage the lending of money within society, because that's very important for society to function economically, therefore, Chachamim wanted to create more of an incentive, or they didn't want to have a disincentive, meaning if creditors could only collect the money back from Ziburit, they might really not necessarily want to lend out money so readily. So therefore, Chachamim says, no, you'll be able to collect from this Beinonit, from this middle quality land. However, when it comes to Ketubat Isha, meaning the money that's due to her from the Ketubah, she would only collect from Ziburit, from the lowest quality of land. Why? Well, that's slightly different. Even though she's effectively also like someone who's owed money, this is different because you don't have the issue of Kedeshin or Tinal Delet Bifnei Lavim. However, Rabbi Meir says no. Af Ketubat Isha, you can put Ketubat Isha in the same category as a Baal Chov, as a creditor, and therefore she'll be able to collect her property from Bein on it. Let's continue. Ein nifrim nechasim mishubadim v'makom shesh nechasim b'nei chorim v'afilu hen ziburit. And that is mipnei tikkun olam. So what are we referring to here? So if someone owes a creditor money and they can't pay, then any property that they've sold from the time of the loan, the lender can come and collect what's due to him from the lekuchot, from the purchasers. What the Mishnah is saying here is that if, for example, in the case of creditor, really should be able to collect from bein on it, the borrower might still have some low-quality land in his possession, and since the loan, he sold some better-quality land to other people. What the Mishnah is saying now is that mipnei tikkun olam, in order to not cause a loss to people who have purchased lands from this person who had borrowed the money, then if he still has any property in his possession, even if it's ziburit, even if it's low quality, the creditor can only take from the land that's still in the borrower's possession, and he can't start collecting from other borrowers. Again, that's mipnei tikkun olam, because otherwise, lekuchot, all these purchasers are going to have the land taken from them. It says, "Ein nifreim nichsein yatomim ela min haziburit." And the other takana mipnei tikkun olam is as follows. It says, when it comes to collecting funds due, whether it was a case of damage, whether it was a creditor, if the person that caused the damage or the person who borrowed the money has passed away, and these people want to collect the funds due to them from the Yatomim, from the heirs, in that situation, Mipnei Tikkun Olam, in order to lighten the din on these Yatomim, they can only collect from Ziburit, from the lowest quality of land that's in the estate. Those are the Mishnah today.